Good day. This week we've been looking at stopping the leak, and we've just seen how we need to stop the leak in our relationship with God, and we need to stop the leak with regards to our emotions by taking charge and directing our emotions by what we're thinking about. And today I want to talk about stopping the leak in our relationships when those closest to us. You know, it's amazing that what I've seen in life that, man, you can have all the money in the world, you can be at the peak of your health, you can be emotionally full, but if your relationships with those closest to you are leaking and you're unhappy in the relationships with those closest to you, man, your life can be miserable purely because of relationships with those closest to you. And it's so important that we manage the relationships closest to us, because it's so much easier to maintain a relationship than to regain a relationship, man. To start again from the beginning is very, very difficult. You know, in 1 Timothy 3:8, it says, if anyone provides not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. The word provide there means to consider and provide maintenance in advance of a need. So he's talking about, man, looking at those things that you can do in advance to those closest to you so that you can manage those relationships and make sure that those relationships are not leaking. And this requires some time and some effort. But there are two things that really, really matter in life. And the first is your relationship with God, obviously, and then your relationship with those around you, those people that love you and those people that you love. So two keys in healthy relationships is, number one, you have to be secure in your identity in Christ and God's love and acceptance. Because when you are secure in who you are as a person, and you are secure in the fact that God accepts and loves you, you can then give it away, because you've released people from all codependency. You're not looking to people to meet a need in you. If they do something for you, it's not because you need it. It's because you can enjoy it and receive it for what it is. And you can meet people's needs emotionally because you are whole emotionally, because you're getting your emotional needs filled and met through your relationship with God, because you recognize He is your source. So He's the one who affirms you. He's the one who loves you. And you can be secure about who you are as a person. And then you can build bridges and you can be a peacemaker and the one who loves people around you without you needing it from people. And secondly, to maintain healthy relationships, man, just do the little things. The little things that you know make people feel loved. In Song of Solomon 2 verse 15, it says, the little foxes spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. In the Message or the New Living Translation, it says, quick, catch all the little foxes before they ruin the vineyard of your love. It's those little things that ruin the vineyard of our love. And I'm sure many of you have read the five love languages, but I just want to remind you today, these five languages can patch up the holes in the bucket and stop any kind of leak. And the first is words of affirmation. Make sure that if your partner or those around you need to be affirmed through words, that you do it. Secondly is quality time. Spend time. There are people who they feel loved when you're spending time with them. So if you know your partner's love language is quality time, go and spend time with them. Thirdly, receiving gifts. Maybe there's somebody in your family who loves to receive gifts or buy gifts. Man, go and buy them a lunch bar. Go and buy them a Seattle coffee. Go and do something small where you're expressing love through gifts. Fourthly, acts of service. There are people who love it when you are serving them because you see them serving. That's how they feel loved. Go and do something. Make them a cup of coffee. Take them a sandwich. Do something where you can serve them. And lastly, physical touch. If you know that your partner, the one that you love, enjoys physical touch, go and express physical touch with that person. And in so doing, you're speaking a love language that they understand, that they feel loved by it, and you are doing it not to get something from them. You are doing that to make them feel loved. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.